You are tuned in to Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting, broadcasted on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM. We would like to thank the members of SGA at Texas Tech University and the College of Media and Communication for allowing this broadcast. And now, your Student Government Association.
The eighth meeting of the 48th session here at 6:05 p.m. Senator Wadley, would you please lead us to the pledges of allegiance?
Will you please rise?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now the Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, Senator Wadley. We'll now move on to roll call.
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
Will your Committee on Rules and Administration ask the Senate's approval of the following senators, or potential senators? Sarah Halen for Media and Communications, Joseph Corcoran for Arts and Sciences, and Garrett Kautz for At-Large.
Thank you, Senator Allen. Senate, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Would Sarah Harlan, Joseph Corcoran, and Garrett Kautz please stand? Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do hereby solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the duties of my office and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University and regulations which may be made in pursuance thereof. Okay, congratulations. Okay, we'll now move on to roll call. Senator Weeks.
Sarah, you need to get your clicker in your thing. Oh, sorry. Acosta. Allen.
Here.
Mark Anderson. Macy Anderson.
Present.
Augsburger.
Here.
Burnt. Bills?
Here.
Bradley?
Here.
Brady?
Here, ma'am.
Corcoran. Cotton?
Here.
Fouts?
Here.
Davis?
Here.
Dean? Dickinson? John Curley?
Here.
Irwin? Fowler? Garcia?
Here.
Griefer? Harlan?
Here.
Hatch?
Here.
Henderson? Hoffman?
Here.
Holly?
Here.
Hutchins? Jordan?
Here.
Canumbretti?
Here.
Leatherwood?
Here.
Lindley?
Here.
Locke?
Here.
Magnus?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Mayberry?
Here.
McCoy?
Here.
Molina?
Here.
Olivas? Owens? Fulcary?
Here.
Ravispoor?
Here.
Rose? Sanders?
Here.
Sanderson? Scrivener?
Here.
Schiff?
Here.
Steed?
Here.
Steele?
Here.
Stevens?
Here.
Stovall?
Here.
Two?
Here.
Tischler? Vasquez?
Here.
Wadley?
Here.
Webstone?
Here.
Wilson? Wise?
Here.
Thank you, Senator Weeks. We'll now move on to the reading of the Senate Journal.
Madam President.
Senator Brady.
I move to suspend the rules and dispense with reading of the Senate Journal.
Okay, do you have a second? Second by Senator Locke. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the reading is suspended. We'll now move on to open forum, and we'll begin with Nikki Sheraton from Red Raider Orientation.
First, thank you for letting me come speak to you tonight. I am, like she said, with Red Raider Orientation. I am the coordinator for Red Raider Orientation, and what we're doing right now is we are recruiting our crew for next year. Every summer, we bring in the 7,000 new faces that are made up of freshmen and transfer classes that come in. And every year, we need at least 40 people to help us do that. We need 40 students who run the program, who are the face of the program, and who really support Texas Tech and show new students what it is. And so I'm asking you today, if you will please go out either if you're interested or if you know of other students who are looking at ways to get involved and to build leadership skills, to find another way to give back to Texas Tech, to put this information out for them, please email me. My email is nikki.n.curtin@ttu.edu. You can always go to our website, which is just redgraderorientation.ttu.edu, and I put a few flyers down here on this table, so you can stop by and pick one up. But it's an online application process. It's really simple. They just need a resume. They can do a quick essay or a video to go with that application. And then we'll select and do that process in the spring semester, do some training in the spring, and then they'll have the opportunity to work all summer. Or something new that we're doing this year is only working half the summer. So if you know a student who may be wanting to take classes, they'll still be able to do that and still be a part of Red Grade Orientation. So please get the word out. We need some great students, and we know that you guys know a lot of those students and are those students. So thank you.
Thank you. Oh, question?
When are the applications due at?
They are due February 1st.
Thank you. For undergrads or can graduate students apply to?
It's all undergrads because we only work with undergraduate students. However, we could in the future do something. That it? Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Okay, well now welcome to the floor, Stuart Williams.
Thank you, Madam President. I wanted to speak briefly to the members of the Senate today to say that I and the Students First Coalition are enormously pleased to see the resolutions being offered today in support of House Bill 29 and Senate Bill 46. I want to go on record as saying that I'm in full support of Senator Tu's resolution before the Senate 48.0.51, and I would encourage the Senate to support him in this effort. We need tuition to come down and be frozen at this time. House Bill 29, which has just been introduced in the state legislature for the 83rd session, while not anywhere near the ultimate goal sought by myself and the Students First Coalition, will include the full re-regulation of tuition. It is nonetheless a step in the right direction. This measure, introduced by Representative Dan Branch, a Republican of Dallas, was filed in response to Governor Perry's call for universities to lock in students' tuition at a set rate for 4 years. We're required that schools offer a fixed rate plan as an option for students, but it stops short of mandating it as a universal approach. Although we are disappointed in the recent comments from our interim president, Mr. Skovanec, against freezing tuition, we implore the Senate to support this measure in the Texas House and to advocate for it on their upcoming trip to Austin in February. We also strongly encourage the Senate to support Texas Senate Bill 46, introduced by Senator Zaffirini of Laredo. It would establish a sales tax holiday for college textbooks. This is a no-brainer and something that has been a long time coming. We, the students of Texas Tech and the students of all schools in Texas, need you to go down to Austin and support this measure. We need you to go into the offices and ask those representatives and senators, are they going to support this measure? And if they aren't, why not? This is a win-win for students and for business, even some perhaps for out-of-state students who are looking for a good deal on textbooks. I would now like to take time to thank Senator Colin Davis for his service to the Senate. With dedication, hard work, and tenacity, he has helped to build a better Senate. I had the distinct honor and pleasure to serve alongside him for many years. We had some good debates, fighting together for issues, and just as many times passionately opposed to one another. But we always left this chamber in friendship and with respect for each other. I've seen that continue, and I hope it will, for that is the only way the Senate can grow and do the people's business. Senator Davis, I salute you and wish you well in your future endeavors, whatever they may be. As we head towards our holiday break, I would like to say that our problems are many. The Students First Coalition had a wonderful, engaging meeting with the Senate Academics Committee. The educational focus has evaporated from this university. The push for Tier 1 has blinded us. We rush blindly forward toward an idea, but do not have the infrastructure or the wherewithal to support it. I can tell you what Tier 1 is. It's not benchmarks or deadlines or dollars raised or research funds available. It's about reaching a level of respect. Other universities are considered tier one because of the quality of their programs, the quality of their education, their innovation, their scholars and leaders. They have been passing on, who will pass on their knowledge to a new generation, not the dollars they have in the bank. It isn't a random 15-cent tax to fund new construction that's tier one. It isn't raising the rec fee, $75, to get new turf fields or a Western Satellite rec center. It's not police that make their money and reputation off of harassing and entrapping students. Respect is as earned as much as it is given. I'm not saying that tier one isn't a good goal to have, something to strive for, to have as the centerpiece of a new strategic plan for Texas Tech University. But it should and not, but it should be and cannot be pursued to the detriment of tearing asunder the very thing it pretends to cherish, a better quality, state-of-the-art, no-holds-barred education. We need to be leaving Texas Tech with the skills, the preparation, and confidence to enter the job market. Our engineering program is second to none. Our engineering program is tier one. But we need to expand that to the rest of our campus. A company cannot know your name, and you walk right into the interview and say, I studied engineering at Texas Tech, and that company knows it has a qualified individual right there ready to take their company to the top. We need that for all majors at Texas Tech. Our students need Mac labs. We need expanded library services. We need professors, not researchers and not TAs teaching classes, as good as they may be. We need to be frank, a focus on academics, not athletics, not recreation, undergraduate academics, which are just as important and just as equal to graduate research and innovation. We undergraduates are just as important. The drive to tier one has driven the administration to devote all time and resources to graduates, and it's hurting us. Now let me be clear, this is not to pit undergrad against grad. This is not a contrivance of grad students plotting in a dark hole somewhere against undergrads. This is exclusively a symptom of tier one and its increased and well-founded focus on graduate education, which unfortunately has turned into a blind devotion at this university. The students, undergraduate, and graduate cannot let that happen. We know that we respect each other and that we know the problems that need to be fixed. We have to turn that attention in the spring toward teaching our own lesson, to giving the administration its own education on the way the land lays and how the cookie crumbles. A house divided cannot stand. I'm excited by what I saw at the Senate Academics Committee meeting. There was an excitement to write legislation, to have meetings, to conduct an all-campus town hall, to learn the issues, to work for us. There was talk of all the committees getting together for an all-committee meeting, which I support. I'm excited about this. I hope that much can come of the president's proposed SGA legislative task force, where regular students, the people, will work to implement the laws that this chamber has passed. I have hope in all of you. You must, this coming holiday break, gather your thoughts and come back with an agenda of can do, not I don't care. We have to bond together. Let us learn together and laugh together and work together, confident that in the end we will triumph together in the right. We must once again have full faith in ourselves and in one another. I believe the Senate can be better. I believe that student government can be better. I believe that Texas Tech can be better. We can be stronger than ever before. Let our recent mistakes bring a resurgent commitment to our basic principles, for we know that if we despise our government, we have no future. We recall in special times that we have stood briefly but magnificently united. In those times, no prize was beyond our grasp. I've never had more faith in the Senate than I do today. We have a student government that in the Bob Dylan phrase is busy being born, not busy dying. This is the Senate we want. This is the student government that we will have. We will go forward from this meeting with some differences of opinion, perhaps, but nevertheless united in a calm determination to make our student body as large and driving and generous in spirit once again as is the rest of this country, ready to embark on great and ambitious deeds. And once again, as brothers and sisters, our hearts will swell with pride to call ourselves Red Raiders. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Stuart. Are there any others that want to speak at open forum? Come on up to the podium.
Thanks for hearing us. My name is Wes Farrow. I am a community advisor at Chipwood Weymouth Residence Halls, and I'm also the fundraising coordinator at the Association of Students About Service and the speaker coordinator for our ASAS annual convention every February. Also, I'm a student at the Center of the Study for Addiction and Recovery. Some of you may know where it's at, but if not, it's kind of in between the CDRC, which is the Child Development Research Center, and the Human Science Building, where this little two-story building. And basically everybody in our organization, there's about 90 of us, we're all addicts, drug addicts, or alcoholics in recovery, all 90 of us. Myself, personally, I've been in recovery from drug addiction for almost 4 years now. And This is Nick. He is our public relations coordinator for the Association of Students About Service. Basically, what we wanted to talk with all of you tonight is that we're kind of going around to all these different organizations and trying to promote our organization and see what types of support we can get from anyone. We've been around for over 25 years at the center, and we've had our annual convention, you know, every year since then, and there's not really too many people that know about us, and we're really trying to change that this year. We've really made a push in the last few years to get whatever we can started. We've pushed the fundraising this year, and we've managed to raise a whole lot more money than we ever have in the past, and we're in the process of trying to join with the residence halls, because I work in the residence halls and I'm a student at the center, and it's just obvious that we should kind of, you know, do that. There's plenty of drug addicts and alcoholics in the freshman dorms, sophomore dorms, senior dorms, whatever, and I think it's a shame that there's not more of a connection between us, and so we're trying to change that this year. So basically, we've started at Complex Council in Chitwood Weymouth, and we've asked for money and support, and they were all on board with us, and we went to RHA, and we haven't been able to present there, and we got another lead to come here. And really, personally, I mean, I don't really know how all this works at all. You know, I'm not into politics, nothing, but I do think that that we need to come here tonight. We need to get the word out about our organization, because I know there's there's people out there that we can help, because that's, you know, really, like, if you want to give us money, if you want to give us support, whatever, but we want to be able to help the students at Texas Tech. We want them to know that the center's there, the Center for the Sub Addiction Recovery, and we want them to know that there's an organization that wants to help. Nick, do you want to say anything?
Just thank you for having us. My name's Nick Hayes. I'm a junior CFAS major. You know, just like what Wes was talking about, I don't really know specifically what, if anything, we're really asking for. If that's funding, that's great. If that's support, that's great. If that's just y'all becoming aware that there's a service available on campus for people that are struggling with any type of addiction or addictive behavior, including and not limited to eating disorders. You know, I've been in recovery for a few years. You know, I'm a transfer student. I'm actually a college dropout. I dropped out of the college I was at before, and, like, you know, I know that I needed the services and the resources available that were given to me here at Texas Tech, you know, and that's really cool. Let me just say, like, your speech, like, I'm ready to go fight somebody after that stuff, man. That was pretty impressive. Like, that was pretty hardcore. I mean, I don't, maybe it was just me. Awesome, good job. The Center for the Study of Addiction Recovery has been declared and announced by the Department of Education as the national model and replication site for all collegiate recovery communities within the United States. Okay, we're actually in the process of being replicated, or in the process of being, of replicating on 79 colleges and universities. Recently, University of Alabama has started, Penn State, Michigan, University of Georgia, huge schools, and we're the leaders of that. Guns up, right? We're the ones that really started that. The program was started 25 years ago, and our student organization, which is called ASES, which is the Association of Students About Service, was started at the same time 25 years ago, and we've been doing our conventions ever since. And all the convention is, it's a one-day thing. This year it's February 9th, it's at the center, and it's free to everyone. Okay, that's why we do it. It's for everyone in the community. Any student, if you want to come by, we have speakers that talk about addiction in the brain, the disease. We have speakers that come in from all across the country that talk about 12-step recovery and just to raise awareness and to help people. We have a lot of nursing students. We have a lot of people that come in and get CEUs and stuff like that. And so, again, we're really just asking for y'all's support and whatever y'all think that means. You know, we're really at y'all's disposal. That's why we started the Complex Council with Wes. And really wanting to, obviously, at our university, speaking of trying to expand our boundaries, maybe diversity is our strength. Maybe we wanted to start with the students that are on campus that are just learning what it is to be a college student and to be 18 years old and not having to have your dad over your shoulder wondering who's spending the night. I don't know. That kind of gets weird. You know what I'm saying? So, what we want to do is we really wanted to partner with the RHA and whoever else we could. We got this lead about SGA, and I'm like, sure, I promise you next time I'll wear long sleeves and I'll try to be like a little bit more like formal. I was kind of intimidated. I'm like, oh my God, you know. But long story short, we're just asking for your support and maybe just a little bit of awareness. If anybody has any questions, please ask. And if not, come up to us afterwards, depending on how long this lasts. anybody have any questions? Maybe I shouldn't say that.
That's fine.
Okay. Any questions?
When are y'all's, do y'all meet weekly, or when are they normally held? And maybe I missed it.
What?
I missed your comment about when y'all normally hold meetings.
We meet every Thursday at 5:45, so we're actually missing our meeting this week. We meet once a week. We have 90 students in our organization. We have a little budget around $4,000 each year, and we usually spend all of that on a convention. So.
Okay. We meet at the center at 5:45, and all students are come. We changed our policy and procedure last year that said that you didn't have to just be a part of the center for the study of addiction and recovery. You could be any student at Texas Tech to join, and it's like $15 to join. We have annual dues, and you get a T-shirt.
Are all 90 members of the center? Are they all in the center?
I think we have one or two that come in every now and again that aren't members, but yes, most of our members are, the strong majority of them are part of the center.
Are you registered through Texas Tech?
Yes, we are. We're an
official student. How do we get involved? What can we do to support y'all? How do you want our involvement? Just getting the word out, coming to your meetings?
Maybe all of the above. Maybe money. Maybe a sponsorship thing. You know, in the next couple of months, we're going to be really going. I mean, I guess that's my job as public relations. Strange. To go out and to post flyers and to really raise the awareness, because we really want it to be a bigger deal this year. We want people to be able, if we just help, let me tell you something. If all of us together tonight, if y'all decide whatever it is you want to do, maybe you just know that some weird dude came in and talked about the addiction and stuff. Well, if one person comes to the convention and gets help, that, all this was worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because what we do know is that the disease touches people's lives. You know, it's touched mine, it's touched Wes, and that's just two people that are willing to admit it right now. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No,
you can take down my email. It's wes.farrow, wes.farrow, farrow, at ttu.edu.
Any other questions?
What was your email?
Nicholas, NICHOLAS, dot Hayes, HAYES, at ttu. Sweet.
Thank you.
Okay, thank y'all. Okay, we'll now move on to the report to the executive branch, and we'll begin with Sarah Krueger. Let's welcome her to the floor.
Thank you.
Alex wanted me to tell you guys, or I guess announce my resignation tonight. I'm graduating in a couple weeks. So thank you for letting me serve y'all, and thank you for all the support you offered, you know, through my little initiatives that I did. And then I would also like to recommend somebody to take over this position, and that's Zach Haber. And I trust him more than anybody to take this position really far. So thank you, everybody. I've enjoyed it. That being said, before we move on to the next one, if you got the extra piece right here, if you flip it over to the second page, it has President Alston's appointment for Zach Haber for Public Relations Director. So I'm going to ask for y'all's approval or disapproval. So Senate, all in favor, or Senator Allen?
Do you want to hear the RNA approved it first?
Sure, okay. Sure.
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
We, your Committee on Rules Administration, ask Senate approval of Zach Haber as our new Public Relations Director.
Thank you. So that being said, we'll move on to that. So all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, congratulations, Zach. So, that being said, you're next in line, so you may take the podium.
Well, hello, everyone. As you guys all know, my name is Zachary Haber, and for those of you who also know, I have been in the Student Government Association for the last year, serving as a Supreme Court Justice under the auspices of Stuart Williams. But today, I feel extremely honored to stand in front of you all and to serve the students at Texas Tech as the new Director of Public Relations for the Student Government Association here at Texas Tech. I have plenty of ideas to not only strengthen the image of the Student Government Association, as well as strengthen the image of Texas Tech University as we progress towards Tier 1 recognition. I plan to start immediately and to get to work, especially over this holiday break, so please, if you have any questions or if you'd like to input your voices or share your concerns with myself or anyone else on the public relations committees or anyone else on the executive cabinet, we're all ears to listen. So again, thank you very much, and I look forward to working with you all.
Okay, next we'll have Jake Bray.
First, I want to start out by thanking you guys for coming and speaking to us tonight. I think that's great. We'll definitely help you out with whatever we can. So, first thing though, leases were ordered. They're not actually in yet. They'll be in December 6th. So just in time for you to take home for break. So if you ordered one, I need your $33. You can't get the lease until you pay. So just come up to the office and pay me when you can. And next, I just wanted to hand this out to you guys from our last source meeting. We passed out those idea sheets, and they're all typed up, name, email, and then the idea that the person had. And then behind it, I numbered them all, and behind it, I just have a list of numbers. And if you just want to, you know, take charge of some of these ideas, or at least contact the student and answer their question or their concern, just sign your name by the number that correlates with the idea. And this can be freshmen too. Like, anyone in this crowd can sign up on this. But this helps you guys with legislation and stuff like that. And you can reach out to these students. There's 45 different students on this page, so multiple people can sign up with them. Once y'all update this, I will update it on the computer and I will email it to all of you. That way you can see who signed up to do what, and if you want to help that person out, you can do that as well. And it's also going to be on the new bulletin board right by your sign-in sheet. So. There's three different sheets, so when you're finished with them, I'm sitting in the back corner, if you could just pass them that way once you finish handing them around. So, thanks.
Thank you, Jay. And last, it didn't make it on there, but the second committee report that was behind Zach's and that little loose leaf sheet of paper is the other appointment made by President Alston for the Chief Justice, and it's Lane Rollo. So, just was announcing that. So, Senator Allen, would you like to say? Sure, if you wanted to.
Madam President.
Oh, Senator Allen.
We, your Committee on Rules Administration, ask Senate's approval of Lane Rollo as our new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Okay, thank you, Senator Allen. So that being said, Senate, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, congratulations, Lane. Okay, we'll now move on to report of the judicial branch, and seeing there is none, we'll move on to reports of the student senate president. I do not have any reports, so we'll move on with first reading with Senate Resolution 48.52, Senator Wadley.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.52, setting the sentiments of the student senate supporting the creation of a sales tax exemption period for college textbooks in the state of Texas, as detailed in Senate Bill 46, introduced in the Texas Legislation's 83rd session, and I move the second reading and send to all. Yes, we move second reading in all the committees.
Okay, I will send it to all committees. Thank you. Okay, we'll now move on to routines, motions, and other businesses, and begin with committee reports and academics.
As Stuart said, we had a very successful academic meeting. We had a lot to be talked about, but I guess just right now, a brief summary. Some of the things we're looking into is maybe updating the technology in the library. And then another one is possibly making the mass communications building accessible 24/7, like the architecture. So we'll probably need to think the structure about that. But for right now, I guess, look forward to that.
Thank you. Budget and finance?
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Campus infrastructure?
Thank you, Madam President. We were not able to hold a meeting yesterday. What I believe because our Christmas get together, which was good, thank you for hosting that. A couple ideas we have been throwing around is getting Weeks Hall demolished, so we're working on that, and updating or renovating the dairy barn. And I have a meeting with Vice Chancellor Molina next Thursday to see what their thoughts were on those two things, and other than that, that's all I think we've been talking about lately. So. Thank you.
Thank you. Diversity.
Which, by the way, I don't think I've signed in, so should I do that really quick?
No.
Okay. Oh, and just thank you for all newly appointed members to the diversity committee. If you could just stick after so we can exchange contact information and meet each other, I really appreciate that.
Ethics. Okay. Freshman involvement.
Thank you, Madam President. Freshman Council did their mobile offices this week. They did a couple of them, and we're going to continue that into next semester.
Thank you. Transfer Council.
Thank you, Madam President. We had another meeting yesterday. We were setting up the calendar. They have their mentors, but they're not. We also have discuss the legislation that they hope to work with their mentors on next semester, and they're already so
that's thank you. Graduate.
Thank you, Madam President. We have no reports.
Thank you. Intergovernmental.
Thank you, Madam President. We met via email and discussed upcoming lobbying ideas for the tech trip. Top ideas include textbook reform, including the holiday sales tax, and also the allowance of Barnes & Noble to be allowed to sell ebooks, as well as funding issues for school. And then we discussed the legislation.
Thank you. Public relations.
Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Rules administration.
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. Okay, we have some subpoenas. So this is for Senator Sanchez, Acosta, Burnt, Dickinson, Dunderley, Irwin, Lindley, and Sanchez. So make sure you get those penis from Luke. And office hours will be updated over the break. As far as office hours for this week, Monday is the last day to get your office hours for this week and this semester. So after next Monday, you don't have to come in because I know you have finals. So if you can, that's great. They're not going to be enforced. Office hours will start again next semester, and I'll email you the exact date when we start back on that. I just want to say thanks again for working with me. The new sign-in sheet has been put up on that bulletin board. I'm going to be looking at the sign-in sheet. If you swipe in, you swipe in and double-check, that's great, but I'm looking at the sign-in sheet, so don't forget to sign in. So that's what I'm going to be going off of. So thank you.
But go ahead and sign and swipe, because the swipe is for Gunn to keep track of and log for your hours, because he gives monthly reports. Okay, student live.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Thank you. We'll now move on to college reports with agricultural and natural resources.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Architecture.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Thank you. Arts and sciences.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Business administration.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Education.
Thank you, Madam President. I would just like to announce that there is a convention this Saturday for bilingual ESL teachers. It's all day from the morning, breakfast and lunch is provided, and it's just $25. So, you know, someone with education who is in bilingual or ESL, let me know.
Thank you. Engineering.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Thank you. Graduate.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Thank you. Honors.
Thank you, Madam President. There are reports.
Thank you. Human Sciences.
Thank you, Madam President. Got our town hall yesterday. It went good. There were not many people, but we had a really productive talk. And Alex Alston also came, and we kind of talked about, one of the students brought up right by the chipboard, you know those lights? There's no like blinking, flashing, like walk, stop signs. I've never thought of that, and he just doesn't really know when to walk. So I thought that was kind of, I don't know, a good idea to throw around. Then we also talked about how it's really hard, like if you don't know whether you're gonna use a book in class or not, and teachers don't make it very well known if you're gonna use it, and sometimes you'll buy it and not even open it, or buy it and they say you don't even need it. So I don't know, maybe thinking, brainstorming of some ideas to try to fix that problem, but it went good. Thank you.
Thank you. Law school? Okay. Media communication?
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. University College. Visual and Performing Arts? Okay. All right, we'll now move on to calendars and begin with the Student Government Association calendar on second readings. With Senate Resolution 48.47, are there any committee reports? Senator Leatherwood?
The Graduate Committee and Graduate Affairs Committee met, I guess, 2 weeks ago at this point for our last meeting, and we approved this legislation.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other committee reports? Senator Lindley?
Intergovernmental Office Workers.
Okay, thank you. Any further committee reports? Is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Leatherwood?
I'd like to move this bill to third reading and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Sarah Lindley. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, you may take the podium.
Thanks. All right, guys, so this is basically just the graduate office hours bill that we talked about 2 weeks ago.
Could you please introduce the bill?
Sorry, I apologize. I rise to introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution 48.47, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding office hour requirements for graduate senators.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Mm-hmm. Senator Leatherwood?
Okay. Basically, like I said, it's just the graduate office hours bill. It's just a formality, basically, so that's all I have.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing there's not, we'll move to a vote. Senator Weeks, are you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstained. Okay, that passes. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.49. Are there any committee reports? Okay, so any further discussion?
Madam President, I move to place Senate Resolution 48.49 on third reading and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Brady. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we take the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 48.49, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate requesting that the Texas Tech University System Board of Regents reissue the charter which establishes the legitimacy of the Student Government Association at Texas Tech University, and I move for its immediate adoption.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
Yes.
Madam President.
Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I believe we have discussed what this is before, but for those that are new and those that don't remember talking about it, basically there is a charter in existence which says that we are the government for students on this campus. That is the government for law students, for the graduate students, for undergraduate students, for all students on this campus. There are three governments within the Texas Tech University system for students. There's the Texas Tech University Student Government Association, one for the Health Sciences Center, and one for Angelo State. So I know there's been conversation in the past about how, oh, there's you know, the law school has their own government and graduate school has their own government and we're the undergrad government. No, that cannot be more false. We are the government for every student that goes to Texas Tech University. That's why every student is represented in this body through colleges, as graduate students, through the law school, through everything. So basically, that charter, although it exists, does not exist within our office and cannot be found within Southwest Collections. But it exists in the records of the Board of Regents. So all that this does is ask them to reissue that charter. It's going to take them going back in their records and finding that exact charter. But it's just asking them to do so, reissuing it so that we can have that forever and forever remain legitimate on this campus.
Thank you, Senator Davis. Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing there is not, we'll move it to a vote. Senator Weeks, are you ready?
Go ahead.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstained.
Under percent yay.
Okay, that passes. Now move on to Senate Resolution 48.50. Are there any committee reports?
Senator
Allen.
The Rules Administration Committee approved this favorably.
Okay. Are there any further committee reports? Are there any further discussion? Okay.
Yeah.
Or Sarah Lindley.
Yeah, I had a quick question. I've been talking to a couple of different lawyers, especially lawyers that practice in liability lawsuits, things like that. And I asked them what they thought about this and what kind of liability at all that would bring to Tech. And they warned that it might not be a good idea because basically even if we have the student sign a waiver, in the end, if anything happens as far as rape, murder, they're hurt in any way of an assault, or there's a car wreck, those parents or that student can turn around and sue Tech for liability issues since Tech sponsored this. So I just wanted to bring those concerns that those lawyers had because that could cost us a lot of money in the end.
Thank you, Sarah Lindley. Is there any other discussion? Okay,
right,
Senator 2.
I try to avoid lawyers in every chance I get, but I plan on with this bill just to work with the student legal department. This is something that's done over hundreds of campuses. I mean, it's not something new. The idea is that there's going to be a firewall. They're going to have to agree to the terms and conditions before they can even see any of those things. So, but yeah, that's a concern that we definitely have that will be addressed.
Thank you, Senator Chu.
Madam President.
Senator Davis.
I'd like to ask Senator Chu if he'd like to move this to third and final. I believe this has been on second reading for a few weeks, or did the Senator intentionally wish to leave it on second reading? Yes. Okay. Just wanted to clarify. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Senator Davis. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Seeing there's not, we'll move on to Senate Resolution 48.51. Are there any committee reports? Okay. Is there any further discussion? Senator Chu.
Madam President, I rise. Motion to suspend the rules and move SR Senate Resolution 48.51 to third reading.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Leatherwood. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Senator 2, you may approach the podium.
I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 48.51, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate requesting the Texas Tech University System. That the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the support for Governor Rick Perry's tuition freeze initiative, and a formal request that it be addressed during the Texas State Legislative 83rd Legislative Session.
Okay. Is there any further discussion, Senator Leatherwood?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I have a few questions for Senator Chu. First of all, I definitely think we're moving in the right direction in addressing the tuition costs that are being incurred at this point in time, not just here at Tech, but as, you know, in the whole state of Texas. But I think that, Senator Tu, can you tell us how it's going to affect the Rutgers University if we freeze tuition?
Absolutely. This should have no effect on the growth of the university. In fact, the plan is that this should essentially, all it's going to do is make it so that students know how much they're going to pay before they get to the university system. And so ideally what will happen is the administration will just will plan out what it's going to cost, and they're going to forecast what they expect. So we're not necessarily saying they can't raise tuition. We want students to know how much it's going to cost them before they get there. So if they feel like if they're going to need X amount of money, then let the students know it's going to cost X amount of money before they get there.
Senator Brady? Or Senator Levin, will be finished? Sorry.
But Madam President, thank you. Senator Chu, can you give us any kind of empirical numbers, like real data on how it's going to affect the university?
Madam President?
Senator Chu.
Absolutely. Right now, for example, for 2012-2013, from the tuition increases from the budget office, the budget increase was about $7 million. Those $7 million represents about 0.001 of the total $733 million budget. And to put that in perspective for you, let's say some of you guys are richer than I am, but let's say you live off a $1,000 budget, that would be the equivalent of about $9 of that $1,000 would be accounted for by that tuition increase. And so essentially what I feel is who among us wouldn't be able to find a way to save $9 if push really came to shove? And ideally, like I said before, they'll be able to forecast those $9. They'll be able to understand that they're going to need those $9 and let students know before they get there, we need this $9 to run the university. And if worst case scenario comes and they don't have those $9, then they can, in my opinion, they can come to us, the student body, through a student fee of some sort, and sit down with us where we have a seat at the table and say, this is what we need this for. We have cut every other thing else that, you know, we foreseeably can be, you know, trimmed. We've thinned the cow out as best we can, but we're still short this. And I feel like we're a reasonable group of people, and we'd be able to fill any gap that might be created by that paltry $9.
Okay. Thank you, Madam President. Guys, I'm working on my master's in public administration, specializing in policy analysis. The notion that you can forecast a public institution 4 years in advance is a pipe dream. It's just not realistic. There's too many factors between the taxes that the university gets from the state, you don't know how much that's going to be, the money that we get from the federal government to finance our university, we don't know how much that's going to be. So the notion that we can forecast 2 years in advance, which we haven't done very well at the state level over the last three sessions, let alone 4 years in advance, just doesn't make any sense. And Senator Tu, like, I completely agree with your effort to make tuition more predictable, but the idea that we can predict how much it's going to cost in 4 years is not realistic. Further, say we lock it in for a student at a certain rate, and then the rate goes up. We have to subsidize the rest of that, which costs the university money. So it's just, maybe this is a good idea, maybe it's not a good idea. We don't have enough information, though, to vote on this. We can't go to our constituents and tell them how it's going to affect the growth of the university. So I urge all of you to vote this down or keep it on second reading or third reading, I guess. But y'all can't tell your constituents how this is going to affect their education.
I just like to point out, this is a pipe dream that's currently in use at UT El Paso, UT Dallas, several universities throughout the country. So this isn't something that doesn't exist. In fact, UT Austin, I believe, just started a two-year freeze for their students. So this isn't something that's unheard of or that's never happened before. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're trying to get Texas up to date on giving their students the most competitive edge.
Senator Brady.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Chu, if I'm understanding this correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems that if we're forecasting tuition to the future and the administration sees that for whatever economic factors that tuition is going to go up significantly, couldn't that in turn end up raising tuition even more than just leaving it at the current level? And I'll yield to Senator Tu.
If I understand your question correctly, you're suggesting that if they miss forecast the You're saying they predict too much? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let me clarify. If, for example, the powers that be see that in the year 2015, tuition is going to be significantly more expensive, for someone coming in 2014, they're going to have to say, we're going to need to forecast them at this much. They're going to raise tuition initially, possibly, in order to account for those 4 years being locked in at the same rate. So, for example, if tuition is going to go up, God forbid, $5,000 in 1 year, they're going to have to spread that out over the 4 years, ultimately increasing the overall price, locking it in for the students, unless I'm misunderstanding the concept.
No, that's
back to you.
No, that's absolutely right. But ideally, what this will do is we'll give students, before they even arrive at Texas Tech, the ability to price shop, to shop for the education they want, so they'll know exactly how much they're going to pay. So yeah, if Texas Tech raises their tuition by $5,000, and the student's going to see it and say, I'm not going to pay an extra 5G to go to this school when this school offers this price right here, and I can go to that, and I'm guaranteed that price right there. So essentially what it'll do is it's going to encourage competitive nature among schools, because they're going to be essentially competing for the students, to attend their university. So if Texas Tech still wants to attract the best and the brightest, they're going to have to be competitive, and they're going to have to be lean, mean, and have the ability to cut any excess that they have.
Madam President,
Sarah Lilly.
I was very fortunate to get to talk to an academic dean about this, and what we have very informally talked about what he thought about this, and he's more connected and can really forecast what the budgets are really like and things like that, and he was not in favor of this, and he made some very valid points that need to be considered. You gave the example of UT, and he used that example too. The reason UT can do things like that is they have a billion-dollar PUF fund, just play money, basically, that they can just put wherever they want. Because they have multi-billion-dollar endowments. And so that money can be used wherever they need it. So if they come off 1 year and they're off a little bit on tuition, that's fine, because they can afford to throw money that way. We cannot. We don't have a big PUF fund like that. And he made that very clear. We're trying to get that PUF fund, but we are nowhere there yet. Some other just rhetorical questions.
Madam President, may I
ask? Okay. Yield?
I know I would like to finish.
Okay.
Also, just some rhetorical questions you really need to be thinking that he raised with me was, who's going to be picking up the bill in the long run? Where is that money going to come from? And also, what programs are going to have to be cut? Where are we going to have to take away services that we offer to the students to make up for deficits? We're going to have to be doing that because, Senator Leatherwood said, we can't predict a year from now what things are going to cost. We've got inflation in the economy right now. Just things to consider.
Mm-hmm. First off, as far as, like I said before, this represents 0.9 of 1% of our budget, these increases. And furthermore, if you go back, if let's say you started school at 2008, and you went 2008 fiscal year, 2009, 2010, 2011, and you graduated in 2011, tuition increases represented, I believe it was 0.001. Essentially, it was $1 out of 1,000. So, we've only recently started bumping up our, and this is why I understand the graduate school is against this, because recently, ever since we started pursuing the Tier 1, it goes back to what Stuart Williams was saying, we've had to bump up our tuition so we can hire the extra teachers to get the student-teacher ratio down so we can meet the criteria. But essentially, we don't pay for all this. $733 million. Through tuition, we only raise about $57 million. So to have the idea that we're paying for everything you see here is a pipe dream. Faculty alone accounts for $91 million of costs. So, we love to say we pay the teacher salary, but we really don't. We're being honored, and the state of Texas is doing a service by letting us attend here. And one of the reasons why I like this so much is because when you're locked into a four-year rate, that gives a student incentive to graduate on time and with their degree. And right now, only 30% of students in Texas graduate in 4 years. And after 6 years, only 58% actually graduate with a degree. So what this does is it's going to increase the amount of people graduating. It's going to increase the efficacy of this taxpayer's dollar, because if you're graduating faster, the money can be used on another student. We'll be pushing students out faster and getting them into the workforce faster and creating a stronger Texas.
Okay, so any further discussion? All right, seeing there's not, we'll now move to a vote. Senator Weeks, are you ready?
All right, go ahead.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstained.
All
62% yay, 21% nay, 17% abstain.
All right, that fails. Okay, we'll now move on to Senate Bill 48.04.
Can we have that percentage right one more time?
62% yay, 21% nay, 17% abstain.
Two-thirds.
Why do we need two-thirds for a resolution? I believe that we only need a majority vote to pass the resolution.
Resolution, so it's majority. Okay, my apologies, that passes. Sorry, Senate 2. Sorry, Senate.
Point of order.
All right, we'll now move on to Senate Bill 48.04. Are there any committee reports? Okay. Are there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Sarah Davis.
I'm going to suspend the rules and place Senate Bill 48.04 on third reading final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Leatherwood. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Sarah Davis, let me take the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Bill 48.04, a bill to be entitled an act repealing Senate Bills 37.06 and 40.16, and I move for its immediate adoption.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I believe we've also discussed this one before, but again, for those that don't remember or those that are new, this bill is calling for the repeal of two bills that have been passed in sessions previous. 37.06 and 40.16 both establish a salary that we approve for the executive officers of this organization, the president, the three vice presidents, external, internal, and graduate. That's done through these two different bills. It sets a limit of how much they're supposed to get paid. However, we no longer regulate the pay for those officers. We did at one time. We did stipulate how much they would get paid every year. However, we don't do that anymore. And these bills, as they are currently written, and since they are currently law, means that we are in violation of the law by not approving their salary, even though we legally don't have the ability to approve their salary anyway. So this is just a little house cleaning matter, and just gets rid of that, of those bills establishing the pay for the officers.
All right, is there any further discussion? Senator Acosta?
How are they being paid now?
Used to, we had a fund set up through the organization and through student government that we had control of the money of, and we would establish their pay. However, now they are considered, in some technicality, an employee of the university, and so they follow guidelines based by the university, not by us. So we no longer have any say in any of that because it's no longer our money. It's the university that pays them.
Okay, is there any further discussion? All right, seeing there's not, we'll move to a vote. Senator Weeks, are you ready?
Go ahead.
One is yay, two is nay, three is abstained.
100% yay.
Okay, that passes. We'll now move on to third readings and final passage. Seeing there's none, we'll move to Senate calendar. Seeing there's none there, we'll move on to consent calendar. Also seeing there's none, we'll move on to announcements. I just have a couple, just two real quick. First off, I just want to say to know this is Colin's last meeting. He will be graduating. So I think we all deserve to give him a big round of applause because he was a great senator. And also, just a quick little thank you for everyone that came out to the Christmas party last night. We all had a lot of fun. And anyone that didn't come, missed out, but maybe we can do one more in the spring, and I encourage you all to come because from what I've heard, the people that did come, they had fun, so I had fun. So, and that's all I have. Are there any other announcements, Sarah Weeks?
I have a couple. Again, thank you, Noelle and Reed and Senator Dickinson for throwing a party last night. It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of you there, and I think they talked about having one next semester because I think it was really good for morale and everything. So I hope not everyone was there, but you should definitely come next time. It was really good. And thank you again. And then also, Senator Pippin, his Bailey resolution, I don't know if he doesn't have the address or can't find the address, but if anybody knows where I'm supposed to send this, can you please let me know? Because I have no idea where this is supposed to go. Okay, I'll talk to you. And then also for the Ag School, are y'all going to write anything, like a congratulatory or anything for the teams? Do you know? Okay. I was just wondering, because if not, I was going to say that would be a good idea. So, and that's why.
Thank you. Are there any further announcements?
Madam President.
Sir Davis?
I'd like to take a moment of personal privilege and address the Senate one last time.
Sure.
Thank you guys for that applause a moment ago. It really means a lot. It's been 2.5 years that I've been here. I've enjoyed every minute of it, every fight, every debate, every disagreement, every 100% passage. It's been a great time. It's been a great ride. We've been able to do a lot for the Student Government Association in the last 2.5 years, and I see a lot more happening in the next however many we have. I just want to address a few things that I am very proud of that we have been able to do. Not me. Nothing in this body is done only by me. It is done by everybody here, all of my friends and colleagues in here. But since I was appointed to the Senate 2 years ago and have since been reelected twice, we now are able to be more accountable to our students because of our posting of the voting records online. Before I and before Stuart Williams came to the Senate, none of that was recorded. That was just information that stayed here and didn't go anywhere and meant nothing to the students. I mean, it meant something to the students, but they had no way of knowing what we were doing as a body. And so I'm very, very proud of the fact that we are now more accountable and everything that we do is now public record. Also, we have made it harder for student fees to be increased. Now, for the Senate to increase a student fee, it has to pass the body by 2/3, which is a great accomplishment because under no circumstance should a student fee ever be increased, ever. Also, we've been able to reform freshman council elections to ensure more equity, and we've restored a little integrity to us as a body through our elections, but not near enough. We still have a lot of work to do in terms of our elections and how this campus sees us as an elected body. So speaking of the things that we still need to do, we really need to work with our administration on cutting tuition. I know that we have talked about that several times, and I know most of you think, well, do we have any say in it, in decreasing tuition? We have a big say because we are the student representatives of this campus. All it takes is a little gumption from this organization for the administration to hear what we're trying to say. And unfortunately, we haven't really done a lot to use that power, and so I would encourage you to please do that. We also need to find ways to raise the standard of education that we receive at this university. We are a fine institution, but we have a long way to go in terms of the quality of education that we are provided here. And I would encourage you to speak to some of your students about what that means if you don't know what I'm talking about. Third, we need to build bridges with those on campus that don't see us as a legitimate representative body. I was able to speak to a friend who works on campus, and we have recently sent a resolution to that department asking them to do something. And it's very, very sad, and I hated to hear that when the resolution reached the desk of that office on campus, they laughed. They did not think that it was serious at all because it came from the Student Senate. And I think that is a shame for any administrator on this campus to say that. But I also, in hearing that, realized that the reason they say that is because we don't give them a lot, in order to see us as a credible organization. I think that we are going to be, in the next semester, doing a lot to raise that opinion of us on campus, but I want you to know that it is a battle that we have to continue to fight. So everyone, please be encouraged by the things that we're going to do. Please be optimistic. Please come and want to make a big difference on campus, but know that it is an uphill battle, and we cannot just pass resolutions left and right and expect for things to change on this campus. We have to change ourselves from within and hold ourselves or add a little more integrity to us as an organization. And finally, none of this can be done. Not one thing can be done until we stop electing people to this body based on popularity. That has been one thing that I have wanted to change my 2.5 years here, and unfortunately I have been struck down every single time. But until we do that, we will never grow as an organization. We will never gain that credibility, and the students will never care about what we're doing. You cannot be elected based on popularity. It has to be based on what you want to do as a senator. I know there are many of you out there that really, really, really want to make change on this campus just as I did,
just as Senator Allen does, as Senator Pippin, as Senator, or excuse me, Stuart Williams, former Senator Stuart Williams did when he was in this body. I know there are many of you out there, and there's a few of you that I can mention now that I really have a lot of respect for because of what you are really wanting to bring to this organization. But until we as a whole realize that you cannot be elected based on what organization you're affiliated with and how popular you are and how big you think your name is on this campus, until we stop electing based on that, we will never change anything on this campus. So again, I thank you guys for everything. The last 2.5 years, it has been great. I see great things coming. Just remember these small notes that I've made. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Davis. Are there any other announcements? Seeing that it's not our Senator Hatch. All right, do I have a second? Second by Senator Locke. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? This meeting's adjourned.
Catch y'all for lunch.
Thank you for tuning in for the Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting. We will now bring you back to regular scheduled programming on the Raider 88.1.